Grain quality issues mean extra safety consideration for farmers. Michael Clemens has a report with GSI.
Due to the late harvest, many farmers stored grain at higher than recommended moisture levels this past fall. That increases the risk of entrapment if they enter their bins to check on problems such as mold or plugged augers, according to Gary Woodruff, GSI grain conditioning expert.
In many cases, grain was stored above 15% moisture, often due to insufficient drying capacity or relying on natural air drying. As a result, grain went into the bins at a lower quality, higher moisture, and with more fines than usual, which makes this year much more dangerous to enter the bin. That is why we are emphasizing that farmers should never enter a bin when there is a risk of becoming entrapped. The only real fix for out-of-condition grain is to unload the bin down to where the affected grain can be removed. This likely means the grain will have to be marketed early, and poor quality grain may receive a dock at the elevator.
Woodruff recommends that farmers regularly check the quality of their grain this winter with safety in mind. In addition to grain monitoring controls, he says they should visually inspect their grain at least every other week.
Climb to the bin manhole, and without entering, look at the grain surface to see if there has been crusting or any off smells that may indicate a mold issue. Most problems show up on the surface first. It's best if a sample from the surface is checked for moisture. Any increase in moisture indicates condition problems in the bin. However, entering a bin and walking on the surface runs the risk of a crust over a cavity breaking and the farmer tumbling into the grain becoming quickly engulfed. That's why we always recommend a policy of zero entry.
Woodruff says if farmers decide anyway to enter their bin, there are precautions they should take.
Wear a rope and harness to prevent falling into the grain if the surface breaks. Always have another person present who can call for emergency assistance if entrapment or an injury should occur. Lock out all electrical controls so augers cannot run when anyone is in the bin. And last, consult local university websites for additional grain bin safety recommendations.
For additional information, farmers can contact their GSI dealers or visit grainsystems.com. Michael Clements reporting.
Moving on now on your Monday to ag news from around the world. Worries about China's coronavirus have grabbed headlines, but there's good news in the fight against another disease affecting China's food supply and, by extension, U.S. animal feed sales in China. USDA's development of a promising new vaccine against African swine fever is a bit of good news as the world deals with China spreading coronavirus in animals and humans. The so far 100% effective USDA vaccine against ASF could give U.S. ag exports to China another big boost as the nation struggles with a pig disease that's decimated its herd. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
Depending over time how that effective that is, they can get it commercialized and when, and get it into hopefully use in China and many other countries that have this problem in the swine herd. That would certainly, if China builds back their herd, that would certainly increase demand for animal feeds into China, primarily our soybeans.
U.S. soybeans were hit the hardest by the now-ended tariff war between China and the U.S., but are now recovering ahead of and with the just-signed Phase 1 trade deal with China. Salmonson says the new vaccine can only further that help.
Again, this is another factor that certainly will impact upon our agricultural exports to China over the next few years.
In the meantime, African swine fever was on the brink of entering Germany, home to 26 million hogs, and Europe's largest pork producer. Germany could face a massive hog slaughter that would reverberate across the market worldwide. And we'll continue on to state and local ag news following these messages on your Monday afternoon.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Monday Afternoon Ag Show, moving on into local ag news, rather. Coming up this month, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Crossover Ministries, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. This event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more on this first-of-its-kind event is Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5Fs are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year. And then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor. So she's certified in counseling. And now this last year, she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording. How do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public. So all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide, and we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's,
yes.
That's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away. Somehow it felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's almost over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
Again, that was Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. An RSVP for the 5F event is Friday, February 7th. That's this upcoming Friday. And the event will be held on Thursday evening, February 20th. Moving on into state ag news now, the IDNR news bits for this month. Hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary statewide total of 740 wild turkeys during last year's fall archery turkey season. The total compares with the total statewide turkey harvest of 738 in the 2018-19 season. For the last season, 22,728 permits were sold, excluding land odor permits, compared to 23,298 for the 18-19 season. The season dates were October through January, and all 102 counties were open to hunting. The top counties for the fall archery wild turkey harvest were Jefferson with 25, Knox with 23, Cass County with 20, with Jackson and Randolph County tying at 18. And 2020 Illinois Hunting, Fishing, and Sportsman Combination Licenses will be going on sale next month, March 1st, at 8 a.m. And those 2020 licenses will be valid through March 31st of 2021. Illinois 2019 licenses that are valid through March 31st of this year and licenses purchased prior to March 1st of this year and licenses in 2019 that will only be valid through March 31st of this year. So please purchase those after March 1st of this year to be valid for a whole other year. And that'll wrap up this Monday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. If you have anything for us ag-related, that can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday afternoon, February 3rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.